Dogs come in various colors and sizes, and while some people might prefer a big lumbering dog, others may find themselves smitten with the delicate charms of a teacup dog breed. These little dogs are often bred to be smaller than average, sometimes reaching weights of just 4 or 5 pounds. If you're looking for a cute lap dog that fits in any purse or carry-on bag, a teacup dog may be perfect. While they make great companions, these pint-sized pooches do require extra care and attention to stay healthy. Picking the right one based on their personalities and temperaments is essential. Keep reading to learn more about these unique breeds and to find out if one is right for you. 1. Poodle. The poodle, one of the oldest purebred dogs, is one of the most well-known dogs in the world. These dogs were initially bred in Germany as working and gun dogs that also made excellent hunting companions. The poodle is an excellent retriever and has a waterproof coat. These days, this breed is more frequently associated with lap dogs than working canines. For more people to enjoy having a poodle as a best friend, they are bred in smaller breeds. This breed's teacup variation has been developed through selective breeding from the toy poodle, and to be considered a teacup, a dog must be under 9 inches tall and under 6 pounds in weight. The poodle is amongst the most intelligent dog breeds. They thrive in homes with children and other animals and are incredibly adaptable and amiable. Furthermore, training them is simple. The only dog's only drawback is that it requires ongoing grooming from someone who understands how to handle their curly coat. They make excellent first-time dogs because of how laid-back they are. 2. Yorkie. Contrary to appearances, these mini terriers are not just for show, they also make excellent companions and could develop into watchful guard dogs. The parent breed is very influential on teacup Yorkies. They are loving, vivacious, and playful. Teacup Yorkies are affectionate dogs that can develop strong attachments to their owners. They are likely to have separation anxiety because their tiny hearts are so full of love and affection. It's a good thing they are portable. These little puppies won't be afraid to chase something because terriers were originally bred to catch rodents and other small animals. Their hunting instincts are triggered by the sight of any other smaller animal. They aren't typically hostile or overactive, though. Most owners concur that tasty food is preferred by little Yorkies over nutritious food. It can also be hard to switch to different foods. You might also notice your Yorkie eating things like human foods or grass. 3. Teacup Japanese Chin. These dogs, also known as Quat, Chinquat, for short, have also been called a Quat, Fulini Quat, dog breed. Asian countries have valued the Japanese Chin dog breed as a companion for more than a millennium. They were well-liked members of the Chinese and Japanese imperial courts, and it was there that they developed their distinctive appearance. This breed is sweet-tempered, playful, and elegant. Although they do well in apartments and even get along with inexperienced pet parents, they don't particularly enjoy spending extended periods alone at home. These dogs also have a propensity for climbing, so you might be surprised to see your dog perched on the highest points in the house, surveying their domain. Although they enjoy being outside, they are susceptible to extreme temperatures. They do better in cooler environments but poorly in hot and muggy weather. This breed should not be left outside. Give your Chin plenty of care and affection, and you'll have a laid-back, devoted cuddle partner. 4. Teacup Pomeranian. Poms have a soft, plush coat and are cute and cuddly. They also have a distinctive double coat that gives them a fluffy, furry appearance. They also develop longer fur on their back, which extends from the thighs and hocks. Long hair in the shape of a plume or fan covers their tail. The teacup pom is a tiny energy packet. This puppy has a lot of energy, which makes it playful, nimble, and active. They are regarded as great walking companions because of their playful nature. Even teacup poms move confidently, holding their heads high, enthusiastic about their surroundings, and greeting people as they pass. These Pomeranians may be small, but according to lore, they have a personality the size of Texas. Despite their intelligence, don't be fooled by the tiny little dog. They have a separate brain and a more expansive self-image. Poms may start fights with larger dogs due to their positive self-image. These little dogs appear to have small dog syndrome and think they can be guard dogs. 5. Chihuahua. The teapot Chihuahua has a temperament similar to a terrier. They are renowned for sharing traits in their temperament and behavior with other small dogs. Frequently, they bark at nearly everything and typically belong to a single person. They will form a strong bond with just one person while ignoring everyone else. Toy Chihuahuas are often wary of strangers, but their need for affection occasionally overrides this. If properly introduced and given enough time to warm up, they will make friends with other people. It is important to socialize. These dogs frequently show a little impatience around kids and other dogs. They aren't the friendliest dogs around and can be a little distant. If they think their owner is threatened, it often results in protective aggression. This is why having guests over frequently while the dog is a puppy is crucial. If they are not accustomed to having guests in their homes when they get older, disaster will result. 6. Maltese. This teacup is easy to train because of their intelligence and desire to please their owners. Like all dogs, the teacup Maltese responds best to training methods focusing on positive reinforcement and rewards. This covers verbal compliments and rewards. One challenging aspect of owning a teacup Maltese is housebreaking them. Mostly it can be because of their small bladder. Never underestimate the need for your dog to relieve themselves after eating, sleeping, or playing. It can be a time-sensitive thing. The teacup Maltese is a sweet, sociable, and loving dog breed. They make great family members even in tiny homes and genuinely enjoy being around people, especially kids. Despite their diminutive size, they are known for being playful and keeping their owners on their toes. The teacup Maltese is an excellent first pet for anyone looking for a cute and cuddly companion because of its low exercise and grooming requirements. 7. Shih Tzu. The first Shih Tzus originated in China and belonged to Chinese royalty. The Lhasa Apso and the Pekingese, two Tibetan breeds, were probably crossed to produce them. The origin of the miniature size is unclear. Shih Tzus in teacup sizes should behave similarly to Shih Tzus in standard sizes. One's qualities shouldn't be noticeably different simply because it is smaller. The love, affection, and friendliness of Shih Tzus are legendary. Being with you constantly is their ultimate goal in life. Additionally, they are assertive and self-assured, which can occasionally come across as stubborn. The problem of housebreaking frequently arises from this breed. Some Shih Tzu owners report having difficulty occasionally getting their dogs to relieve themselves outside. They can be prone to separation anxiety, a drawback of their affectionate nature. When they are separated from their humans, they become anxious. 8. Bichon Frise. The Bichon Frise is a white, double-coated ball of fluff when it is born. Their coats look like powder puffs. Thanks to the dense undercoat and outer coat, it has a lovely, incredibly soft texture. Due to the high maintenance requirements of this breed, you should allot time for their grooming requirements. The teacup Bichon Frise has a positive outlook on life. These tiny puppies adore attention and enjoy it when they are the center of it. They get along well with neighbors, friends, family, and even veterinarians. Additionally, they have a playful, independent side. These puppies do not, however, prefer to be left alone. In fact, and this could be a drawback, this breed frequently experiences separation anxiety. As punishment for spending so much time alone, they might act destructively, tearing apart or chewing on anything they come across, shoes on a shelf, for example. Up next, Toy Poodle vs. Miniature Poodle vs. Teacup Poodle. Bichon Frise vs. Poodle, what's the difference? Yorkie vs. Shih Tzu, what are 8 key differences?